All right, so welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at online fandom
Yes,
communities,
that's right.
specifically a community built around the webcomic Homestuck.
Yeah, and our source material is a thread from this image board called HSG.
Okay.
It's a place where Homestuck fans, they gather to discuss anything and everything related to the comic.
Now, for people who may not be familiar with image boards,
Yeah.
they're essentially online forums with a strong emphasis on anonymity. You
Right.
might have heard of like 4chan or Reddit.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Those are similar.
Yeah, HSG in particular. This is where like the hardcore Homestuck fans like to hang out. So the language here gets pretty dense. Lots of inside jokes and references to the comic's lore, which is very, very complex.
So to really understand what's happening in this thread, we kind of need like a basic understanding of Homestuck itself.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you give us a quick rundown?
Sure. So Homestuck, it's this webcomic known for a very intricate plot, very bizarre characters.
Yeah, it's got a very unique
Its
style.
visual style,
I've
yeah.
seen some screenshots and it's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yeah, it's very distinct and it gained this huge following online
Yeah.
and developed this really active and dedicated fan base.
And that's what's interesting is that these fans then went on to create their own spaces,
Right.
like HSG, specifically to discuss the comic even further and
Exactly.
share theories and come up with their own content inspired by Homestuck.
Yeah, exactly. It's fascinating how these communities spring up around works of fiction. Like they become these ecosystems where fans can connect and create and explore.
Their shared passion.
Yeah, their shared passion.
So, in this particular HSG thread,
Yeah.
what are some of the key things that we see
Yeah.
happening? What kind of stood out to you?
Well, one thing that immediately jumped out at me was the use of cat posting,
Cat posting.
which is exactly what it sounds like. It's posting pictures and videos of cats, but it's not random.
Okay, so this isn't just like your typical internet cat
It's
obsession.
not quite. No. The way they use cat posting here, it seems to be a form of communication almost, like a shared language within the community.
So what do you think they're communicating through these cat pictures?
It's a mix of things. Sometimes it's pure humor, just for laughs. Other times it's a way of expressing their identity. And sometimes it even seems to be used to like navigate the social dynamics of the group,
Interestingly,
who's in, who's out.
so it's more nuanced than just like, oh, look at this cute cat. It's like
Right.
they've imbued these cat images with like specific meanings.
Exactly. And that's just one example of how this thread gives us a glimpse into this very unique language and culture of this fandom.
And beyond cat posting, I also noticed there's a lot of discussion about fashion in this thread,
Right.
specifically something called Spurg fashion.
Great.
What is that all about?
So Spurg fashion is a term that comes up a lot in online communities,
Okay.
particularly those associated with certain interests like video games, anime, things like that. And it basically refers to a style of dress
Yeah.
that's intentionally unconventional
Okay.
outside of the mainstream trends.
So it's like a deliberate rejection of social norms through clothing.
It can be, yeah.
Interesting.
In this thread, one user seems to be embracing Spurg fashion as a way to signal their disinterest in fitting in or conforming to these societal expectations.
It's almost like they're saying, I'm going to dress in a way that reflects my interests and my personality, regardless of what other people think.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating look into how people use clothing to express themselves,
Yeah.
especially in online spaces where these visual cues are so important.
It makes you wonder, is this a form of rebellion? Is it a way of asserting individuality
Yeah.
in a digital world that can sometimes feel very homogenized?
That's a great question. And I think it speaks to a larger theme that we see throughout this thread, this search for identity and belonging within an online community.
Absolutely. And speaking of identity, there's
Yes.
a whole section of this thread dedicated to personality typing,
Yes.
which seems to be a very popular pastime in a lot of online communities these days.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
What is their system of choice here?
So they're using a fan-created system called the Pillars Edition. And this system categorizes Homestuck characters based on specific traits. It's kind of like Myers-Briggs, but much more elaborate and tailored specifically to the Homestuck universe.
Okay, so they've taken a real-world personality typing system and they've adapted it
Yeah,
to their fandom.
exactly.
That's pretty clever.
It's very creative.
But it gets even more interesting because then they start using AI
Right.
to assign these Pillars Edition types to themselves and each other.
Yes, they're using this tool called Notebook LM, which is an AI chatbot.
Okay.
To analyze their personalities, and it spits out these Homestuck themed personality profiles.
That's so meta.
It is.
They're using AI to figure out which fictional character they're most like. It makes you wonder if this is just like a fun game.
Yeah.
Or if they're genuinely seeking self-discovery through this process.
I think it's probably a bit of both, honestly. Yeah. There's definitely an element of playfulness.
Yeah.
But also this genuine desire to understand themselves better.
Right.
Even if it's through the lens of this fictional universe.
And that's what I find so fascinating about fandom in general. Is yeah. that it's this way to explore real world issues and emotions through the safe space of a fictional world.
Exactly. And this thread gives us this front row seat to that process.
Absolutely. Now, like, it's not just about personality types and cat pictures.
Okay.
There's also this really unique framework that one user has created.
Right.
Called the meat and candy grid.
The meat and candy grid, yeah.
Can you explain what that is?
Oh, the meat and candy grid, it's hard to describe.
Yeah.
But it's basically the system for categorizing things.
Okay.
On a spectrum from meat to candy.
Oh, that sounds very abstract.
It is abstract.
How do they actually use this?
So they apply it to all sorts of things. Video games, characters, even real world concepts.
Wow.
And the interpretations can be really subjective and open-ended.
So give me an example. Like, what makes something meat versus candy?
Okay, so in one instance, they classify the video game Killer 7 as full meat.
Okay.
While Lollipop Chainsaw falls under full candy.
Okay.
The reasoning behind their choices is, let's just say, open to interpretation.
So it's like a collaborative game where everyone gets to decide what meat and candy means to them.
Yeah.
And then apply those labels to whatever they want.
Exactly. And it sparks these hilarious debates and discussions
yeah.
as they try to make sense of each other's classifications.
It's like they've created their own inside joke.
Yeah.
Their own secret language based on these seemingly random categories.
Absolutely.
And it's a reminder that even within a small online community, there can be these bursts of creativity and unique ways of communicating.
Yeah, the meat and candy grid might seem bizarre on the surface, but it reveals a lot about how this community functions. Yeah.
And how they create meaning together.
It's a perfect example of how fandom can be both silly and surprisingly insightful.
Exactly. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh.
We haven't even touched upon the complex relationships that emerge in this thread. Or the recurring mystery of the ocean girl.
Ooh, the ocean girl. That's a whole other rabbit hole we're going to have to explore.
It is.
It seems like every time it's mentioned, it adds another layer of intrigue to the conversation.
It definitely does. And that's what makes this thread so fascinating.
Yeah.
It's like this puzzle box full of unexpected twists, inside jokes, and these little glimpses into the inner workings of a passionate online community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's great.
So we've talked about like the language and the inside jokes, but what I'm also really interested in is the relationships that develop within this thread.
Yeah.
It's like we're witnessing like the formations of friendships and rivalries like in real time.
It's true. And the interactions between these two users, Marzipan and Turkey, really highlight that.
They have this dynamic that's constantly shifting between playful banter and genuine disagreement.
Yeah, it feels like a classic sitcom friendship with all the witty comebacks and the underlying tension.
Right. And it's especially interesting because it's all playing out through text.
Right.
You know, we don't see their faces or hear their voices, but we still get a sense of their personalities and how they relate to each other.
It's a testament to the power of language and how we can create these complex connections.
Yeah.
Even in the digital world.
Absolutely. And as we follow their exchanges throughout the thread, we start to see these little glimpses of vulnerability and emotional depth, which adds another layer to their dynamic.
Like, for instance, there's this moment where Marzipan seems to become more emotionally invested in the conversation.
Yeah.
Almost like seeking validation or reassurance from Turkey.
Yes, and it really raises these questions about the nature of online relationships.
Yeah.
Can we truly offer emotional support through text-based interactions?
That's a really good question.
Where do we draw the line between online persona and real-life emotions?
Yeah, it's like they're navigating this blurred boundary of online intimacy.
Exactly.
Trying to figure out how much of themselves to reveal and how much to keep hidden.
Exactly. And it's not always smooth sailing.
Right.
There are these moments where their communication breaks down and it leads to frustration and misunderstandings.
Like, for example, when Marzipan starts using those really dramatic metaphors.
Oh, yeah.
Like comparing themselves to being on like a lower altitude plane,
right?
Or having their power meter drained.
Yeah, like they're trying to express these really complex feelings using the language of video games.
Right.
Which makes sense considering the context of the forum.
Right. It's almost like they're translating their emotional state.
Yeah.
Into a language that their online community can understand.
Exactly. And it highlights how these online communities can become these spaces for processing emotions and finding support, even if it's through these indirect means.
And it's not just Marzipan who's struggling with these nuances of online communication.
Right.
Turkey also seems to get frustrated at times.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly with that meat and candy grid system.
Oh, absolutely. Turkey seems to find the whole meat and candy thing incredibly annoying.
Okay.
Like, they view it as arbitrary and nonsensical.
So it's like they're clashing with, like, the more playful, abstract side of the community.
Yeah.
They prefer, like, clear-cut logic over subjective interpretations.
Yes. And their reactions are quite funny.
Yeah.
Remember when they said, like, I hate the idea of dignifying meat and candy by engaging with the system.
That's a great example of how their personality shines through.
Right.
Even through the text.
Yeah. You can practically hear the exasperation in their words.
Yeah.
And it's a reminder that even within a small online community, there's such a diversity of viewpoints and personalities.
And these different personalities sometimes clash and create these moments of tension and disagreement, which add another layer of realism to this thread.
It's not all just harmony and agreement.
Right.
There are real conflicts, real frustrations.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it feel so genuine.
Now, amidst all this cat posting and the meat and candy debates, there is this recurring motif that keeps popping up. The ocean girl.
The ocean girl.
What do you make of that?
The ocean girl is intriguing.
Yeah.
It's mentioned several times throughout the thread, but never fully explained, so we're left to wonder about its significance.
It's like a shared mystery that everyone in the thread is in on.
Right.
Except for us.
Exactly. And it adds this layer of surrealism and intrigue to the whole conversation.
Yeah. It's almost like a piece of folklore that's being passed around this community.
Yeah.
And it's taking on different meanings and interpretations with each retelling.
It's a reminder that these online communities, they have their own myths and legends.
Yeah.
Their own shared history that's constantly being shaped and reshaped through their interactions.
Mm. And the ocean girl is a perfect example of how these seemingly random elements can become imbued with meaning.
Yeah.
And significance.
If in a specific community.
It's like a secret handshake.
Mm-hmm.
A way of signaling that you're part of the in-group.
Precisely. And it's fascinating to see how these inside jokes and shared references emerge organically within these communities and create this sense of belonging and shared identity.
And it's not just about silly inside jokes.
Right.
We also see glimpses of these deeper philosophical discussions
that
are happening in this thread.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, there's a whole debate about the role of religion and atheism in modern society.
Ah, yes. The eternal debate.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see how these users approach this topic with a mix of seriousness and humor.
One user even declares, God is real and she's a woman.
Uh-huh. That definitely caught my attention.
It did me too.
It's a prime example of how these users use provocation and humor to challenge assumptions and spark conversation.
They're not afraid to push boundaries and get a reaction.
Exactly.
Which adds to like the dynamic energy of the thread.
And it's a reminder that even in these seemingly frivolous online spaces dedicated to discussing web comics and sharing memes, there's still room for this thoughtful engagement with complex issues.
It's like they're using the lens of fandom to explore these bigger questions about belief identity and the world around them.
Exactly. And it's inspiring to see how these online communities can foster these kinds of conversations, providing a space for people to grapple with important ideas in a way that feels accessible and engaging.
It's a testament to the power of community and the human need for connection.
Yeah.
Even if it's through the medium of a webcomic forum.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's amazing to see how much depth and complexity we've uncovered just by looking at this single thread.
Right.
It's like a microcosm.
Yeah.
Of the internet itself.
Yeah.
Full of humor, drama, deep thoughts, and just the occasional dose of absurdity.
Absolutely. And what strikes me is how much this thread reveals about the power of online communities to create meaning and connection.
Yeah, we've seen how these users, they've developed their own unique language, inside jokes, ways of relating to each other.
Yeah, and it's all through text-based communication.
it really makes you wonder, like,
yeah, totally.
What is it about these online spaces
mm-hmm.
that allows for this
yeah.
rich and nuanced interaction?
And I think part of it is the anonymity.
Yeah.
You know, it allows people to express themselves more freely, to experiment with different personas.
Right.
And to engage in conversations that they might not feel comfortable having in real life.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Anonymity can be a double-edged sword. But in this case,
yeah.
it seems to have fostered this sense of openness.
Right.
And creativity.
Yeah. It's like a safe space to be yourself.
Yeah. And it's not just about the anonymity. I think yeah. it's also about shared passion. Like, these users are all deeply invested in the world of Homestuck.
They are.
And that shared interest
yeah.
creates like a common ground for connection.
Absolutely. Fandom provides this framework for communication, mm-hmm. like this set of shared references and understandings that allow people to connect on a deeper level.
It's like they're speaking a language that only other fans can understand.
Yeah, it's true.
And that shared language creates this sense of belonging and community.
It really does.
And within that community,
yeah.
there's room for both agreement and disagreement.
Right.
We've seen how these users, they debate everything from fashion to religion,
mm-hmm.
often with a mix of like passion and humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the reminder that even within a niche community like this, there's a diversity.
There is.
Of viewpoints and perspectives.
Yeah. And that diversity is what makes these online spaces so vibrant mm-hmm. and engaging. It's not just an echo chamber.
Right.
It's a melting pot of ideas and personalities.
And as we reach the end of this thread, I'm left with this sense of wonder and curiosity.
Mm.
Like, what will happen next for these users?
Right.
Will their online friendships continue to evolve?
Who knows?
Will the mystery of the ocean girl ever be solved?
Right. Those are great questions.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't have the answers. The thread ends abruptly.
Right.
Leaving us with this sense of incompleteness.
Yeah.
Like a story that's been cut short.
It's like a reminder that these online interactions are often fleeting and ephemeral.
They are.
These connections can form so quickly and intensely.
Yeah.
But they can also fade just as fast.
That's true. But even though the thread is over,
yeah.
the impact it has on us as readers lingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's made us think about the nature of online identity.
Yeah.
The power of shared passion and the complexities of human connection in the digital age.
Absolutely. And it's left us wanting more.
Yeah.
More insights into the world of fandom.
Mm-hmm.
More glimpses into the lives of these fascinating users, more deep dives.
More deep dives.
Into the hidden corners of the internet.
Well said.
So to our listeners out there,
yeah.
we encourage you to continue exploring these digital landscapes.
Please do.
You never know what you might discover lurking beneath the surface.
That's right.
So keep diving.
Keep diving.
Keep questioning and keep connecting.
Exactly.
The world of online communities is vast and ever-changing.
It is.
And there's always something new to learn and explore.
Absolutely.